Please read it along with me on the big screens these words from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40, and Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12, from the New Revised Standard Bible. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male should be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of your people, Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce his own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. Then, as a widow, to the age of 84, she never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. And from Matthew chapter 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard of this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them from Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. When entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Let us pray. God of all seasons, in this season, may our thoughts be of you. May our words speak your love, and may our actions be a miraculous gift to all we encounter. We pray in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus. Amen. Over the last week or so, many of us likely participated in or were the primary orchestrators of family rituals, some of which may have been religious, others of which may not have been. The time surrounding the Christmas holiday is chock full of rituals. But it isn't just Christmas or any other holiday that brings with it rituals. Other life events tend to bring with them all kinds of rituals: births, graduations, weddings, deaths. And as I thought about the scripture readings we just heard from Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 2, I couldn't help but think about some of the rituals we do surrounding births, baptism for one, and another, the baby shower. At one baby shower I attended, in the midst of all the other shower events, the food, the games, the gifts, in the midst of the shower, those of us who were guests were invited to write a blessing for the new baby. Words that would speak to how much they are loved, words of challenge that the child would live a life of faith and integrity, words of encouragement and guidance. What an amazing gift to have a container full of written blessings for your child. I imagine a special place for the blessings in the baby's nursery and in their bedroom as they grow older. Perhaps the slips of paper would get worn with age over the years as parent and child review them in moments where a blessing is especially needed. Words of blessing are gifts, reminders of God's presence in and God's call on our lives, throughout our lives. And we all need words of blessing. I thought about baby showers and blessings as I reflected on our scripture readings for today, because in those readings, we hear the stories of a couple of mysterious, miraculous visitations, both of which included blessings being given to young Jesus. When it comes to the story of Simeon and Anna in Luke chapter 2, we need to keep in mind that everyone in this story, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, Simeon, and Anna, they are all faithful Jewish people who were living in or near Jerusalem 2,000 years ago at a time when the Roman government and military had taken over the land of Israel. Jesus had been born in Bethlehem, near Jerusalem, just over a month before this story takes place. As part of Jewish religious practice of that day, firstborn sons, which Jesus was, were to be dedicated at the temple in Jerusalem, and mothers were to be ritually purified at the temple 40 days after the birth of a male child. So the time had come for this birth-related ritual. And the offering in exchange for these particular religious practices amounted to 2 turtle doves. Though to be fair and honest about Mary and Joseph's financial situation, the preference was to offer a lamb when you went to the temple for these birth-related rituals. But if a family could not afford a lamb, 2 turtle doves sufficed as payment. The fact that Mary and Joseph brought 2 turtle doves to the temple as their offering for these important rituals is a reminder to us that they were lowly people. They did not have financial means. They were not part of the wealthy elite. A further reminder that the Savior of the world was not born into privilege of any kind. So, Mary and Joseph bring their newborn son along with their meager but faithful offering. They go to the temple in Jerusalem. Sometime in the process of dedicating Jesus to God and finalizing Mary's purification, they encounter these 2 elderly strangers, Simeon first, then Anna. We learn from the storyteller Luke that Simeon was righteous and devout, that he was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. He was looking ahead to the time when God would redeem Israel, when God would save them from outside forces like Rome. The Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Well, on the day Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to have him dedicated, the Holy Spirit also guided Simeon to go to the temple. And when Simeon saw the family, he knew they were the family, the holy family. He knew the baby Jesus was God's Messiah. Simeon took Jesus into his arms and immediately offered a fascinating blessing, a prayer to God, and a proclamation to Mary. In his prayer, Simeon said this, "Master, you are now dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." Without knowing anything concrete about the baby Jesus, Simeon understood he was the Messiah, the Savior who would bring light to those who did not yet know God, the Messiah and Savior whose every word and deed would bring glory to that same God. Then after lifting his prayer to God, Simeon blessed Mary and Joseph, offering these particular words to Mary. "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." How would you like to hear those words at your baby shower or at your child's baptism? "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many. He will be opposed, and a sword will pierce your soul too." The family and friends of new babies all have dreams and hopes for the child, paths they hope the child will take when it comes to school, career, and love. Most parents likely have the sense that raising their child will bring with it much joy and some measure of pain and sorrow. But to hear about your child being destined for the rising and falling of many, and that a metaphorical sword will pierce your soul? Simeon's words were indeed words of blessing, but they were mysterious and strange for sure. For that reason, perhaps it was best that the family encountered Anna after their visit with Simeon, because upon seeing Jesus, Anna the prophet instantly began praising God and telling everyone about the newborn Savior. So, from this fascinating story of Simeon and Anna's miraculous visit with the baby Jesus in Luke chapter 2, we then turn to Matthew chapter 2 and the story of the wise men's miraculous visit. The wise men were astrologers from a country somewhere to the east of Israel, possibly modern-day Iran. Because they studied the stars, the wise men had noticed an especially bright star appear at a certain time, and as was a common belief among Middle Eastern people of that time, they believed the star signified the birth of royalty. The wise men wanted to find and honor this newborn king, so they followed the star westward. They stopped to ask for final directions in Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. I suppose they figured that would be the best place for the help they were seeking. If anyone would know where the Israelite king was to be born, it would be someone in the capital. And in Jerusalem, the wise men got their answer. The Israelite, the Jewish king, was to be born in Bethlehem. The wise men learned this through King Herod, who was, at the time, the king the Roman government had put in charge of the Jewish people. So technically, Herod was the Jewish king. And he did not appreciate learning that a different king had been born. So he attempted to use the wise men to find out just where exactly the young Jesus was. Herod told the wise men the Jewish king was to be born in Bethlehem, so that's where the wise men went. Herod also told the wise men to come back to him after their visit so they could tell him the child's precise location because, you know, he wanted to go honor the new king as well. Except Herod did not want to honor Jesus. He wanted to eliminate the competition. When the wise men found where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were, they entered the home, honored the young king, and gave him a series of gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Rather extravagant gifts for a lowly family, signifying different kinds of baby shower blessings compared to those they received from Simeon and Anna at the temple. After their visit honoring young King Jesus, the wise men were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, so they went back to their home country without first going through Jerusalem. The wise men's visit to Jesus marks the moment when Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, was revealed to non-Jews as the Savior of the world. Recall Simeon's prayer that Jesus would be a light for revelation to the Gentiles. A Gentile is anyone who is not Jewish. The story of the wise men's visit to Jesus is a story about how Jesus was born for all people. They gave miraculous gifts meant to honor in an extravagant way the newborn Messiah. And then there was a miraculous dream meant to protect Jesus from Herod's megalomaniacal wrath. And then in the previous story, there was the miraculous prayer and words of Simeon, plus the miraculous praise of Anna. Miraculous visitations all around in these two scripture readings, all to honor baby Jesus, all to recognize him as Savior, the Savior of all people. Everyone with children they love in their lives, parents, grandparents, aunties and uncles, friends, we all have dreams for those children's lives. Dreams that they will live blessed, and dreams that they will be a blessing for others. Perhaps even dreams that they will live their lives in ways that glorify the God we know in our Savior Jesus Christ. Well, the good news is that we worship a Savior who seeks to bring grace and blessing to all people. That includes you and me. It includes the children we love. It includes neighbors near and far. It includes friends and enemies, dear ones, and those with whom we are estranged. The good news is that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ seeks to bring grace and blessing to all people. That grace and those blessings often come to us through the mysterious, miraculous visitations of others, and thanks be to God for them. Let us pray. O God of Christmas, thank you for the stories of these miraculous visitations. Thank you for the blessings of Simeon and Anna, the gifts of the wise men. Help us to always be thankful for the blessings and the gifts you bring us in this life. And may we seek to glorify you by being a blessing to others. We pray in the name of your newborn Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I would now invite our ushers forward as we receive our morning offering.